Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and hallelujah. I am so blessed to be with you all here tonight on Every Man Standing in His Place, because on tonight, my brothers and sisters, you have tuned in to a praise party as we glorify God and praise Him for His mighty works through the wonderful men here at the Spirit Alive Network. Now, you know, we have been on the air for over 15 years, and our listenership has grown over those last 15 years, and we have many new countries all over the world that is listening every day. And I thought that it would just be a wonderful thing with Father's Day coming up next week that we just take a moment, take some time, and honor the mighty men of God. And these men are truly to be honored. They are fathers. They are husbands. They are mentors. Hallelujah. They are businessmen. They are accomplished musicians. Hallelujah. They are authors. They are so many things. But the most important thing about my brothers is that they love the Lord. We are so blessed that we have mighty men of God who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they have faithfully served this ministry, hallelujah, for many years. So on tonight, we come together as a family to just praise God, hallelujah, for our mighty men of faith. So on tonight, I would first like to introduce you to one of the very first men of God here on the Spirit Alive Network, and I'm going to do this in no particular order. Amen. We are going to be celebrating on tonight. Let me just let you know. You will be hearing from Bishop Lester Carver. You will be hearing from Reverend Kelly Mark Jones, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, Pastor Eric Ware, Minister Adam Tuggle, and our commentator, Rick Altman. So on tonight, we will be just lifting up the good Lord for all these wonderful men of God. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in to listen. So right now, we're going to start with Bishop Lester Carver, who has been serving faithfully here at the Spirit Alive Network for over 11 years. Now, Bishop Lester Carver is the host on every second and fourth Mondays of God's Great Love for You. And he is doing that in conjunction with his beautiful wife. He has been doing that with his wife, Pastor Vanessa Carver. But then also, if that wasn't enough, my brother is also the host of Tuesday Teaching with Bishop Lester Carver. So what I want to do right now is introduce to some and present to some and introduce to others my dear brother, Bishop Lester Carver. And I want him to come forth and just tell our listeners around the world something about himself and about the programs that he hosts. Bishop Carver?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I'll tell you, it's a real blessing to be a part of a ministry that is committed to leading God's people to the truth of God's word without money, without lifting up men and people and all that kind of stuff, and just focusing on winning souls for the kingdom. But there's a time where it says in the Bible that we are to give honor where honor is due. And the thing that we do here is, it, in this evening, to me, is us showing our Christian love to one another in a way that God would have us to show our Christian love. So let me tell you a little bit about the program that I've been blessed to make available to God's people to help them grow in studying the word. And the first one is Tuesday Night Teachings. And Tuesday Night Teachings is really a show that is focused on teaching people how to be free by allowing them to stand on the principles in God's word. And there are some things that you'll hear me say over and over and over and over and over in different ways on that show that are fundamental. One of the things that is fundamental that we talk about on Tuesday Night Teachings is the fact that there is a fine line between what you do for God and what is actual Christianity and what people do for themselves, which is carnal Christianity. And actual Christianity is what God receives, and carnal Christianity is what God rejects. So actual Christianity is you serving God, and carnal Christianity is you serving money. And so we make it clear that you can't do both. You have to choose. So the next thing that we go forth in sharing with people is that actual Christianity seeks to please God, and carnal Christianity seeks to please people in order to win the favor of people. And we make it very clear you have to choose. You will not do both. You have to choose whether you're going to please God or please people, right? And the other thing that we share consistently, repeatedly, in different ways, is that if you are going to practice actual Christianity, you're going to have to trust God. But what people can do is, in carnal Christianity, they can lean to their own understanding. And God is telling you the problem with your own understanding is it's limited. And when you trust God, you're tapping into the unlimited knowledge and presence and power of God Almighty. Now, the last thing that we share on Tuesday Night Teachings as it pertains to this is the need to obey God and operate out of the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. That is what actual Christianity does. What carnal Christianity does is operate out of the limited strength, talents, and abilities that we all have. And in the problem with those strengths, talents, and abilities, no matter what they are, is that they're limited. So God is trying to get us to be free and powerful. And that's what we share with Tuesday Night Teachings. But the other show that I've been blessed to be able to share recently is the show called God's Heart for His People, and God's Great Love for His People. That's what it is. And the idea behind that show is that God wants you to be free. He wants you to be free, and He wants you to be restored mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. And what we share on that show for the most part is that people need to focus on using the power of the Holy Spirit that they have within them so that they can operate the manifestations of the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, prophesying, receiving words of knowledge, words of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and operating in supernatural acts of faith, miracles, and acts of healing. So as you do this, the reason we do this is so that we can set ourselves apart as children of God by producing the fruit of the Spirit in greater degree, so that in our Christian lives, we produce love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, and self-control intentionally, so that people in the world can see the difference between a child of God and somebody who's in the world. So that's basically our you know, my teaching, my shows that I have here on Spirit Alive Network. And the one show, Tuesday Night Teaching, has been going on for 11 years. And at one time, it was actually a Tuesday night and a Thursday night show. And
amen.
And the current show, God's Great Love for His People, is a show that we just started a month ago. And it has really become a blessing. It's really an open forum, so anybody can call and anybody can discuss and participate. But Tuesday Night Teachings is more of a lecture instead of a participation activity. So I've really been blessed, and I really want to thank Apostle Cook for her faithfulness over this past decade plus in building this network and providing a platform for honest ministers of God, men and women of God who are serious about expanding the kingdom and building up God's people without looking for money, without looking for notoriety, without looking for position and acclaim of men, and just seeking to please God, serve God, trust God, and obey God. So thank you, Apostle Cook, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Amen. Thank you, dear. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Right now, we're going to hear, because I'm going to get to all of our brothers. So right now, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others a dear brother of mine, he is just a wonderful, wonderful young man. He is on the pastoral staff of His Gospels Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, which is under the leadership of Bob and Lori Owens. He is a member of No Bounds Outreach Global Ministries, and he has truly blessed us here on the Spirit Alive Network on Friday nights. He is one of the hosts of Every Man Standing in His Place. My brothers and sisters, please prepare to hear a word from Reverend Kelly Mark Jones. Hallelujah. Reverend Jones.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Bishop Cook, Apostle Cook. I really appreciate being here. Hello to everyone. We don't cross paths quite often enough with everyone within the ministries, but thank you for supporting His Every Man Standing in His Place, and thank you all for being diligent and manning your own portions of the program to help it be successful and to reach out all over the world as this global ministry is continuously doing. As Apostle Cook mentioned earlier, I am with His Gospel Christian Fellowship over in Oakland, California, and one of the things that we really focus on, a lot of people like to say, as you know, as far as the church is concerned, those who understand have a good understanding that it's about relationship and not religion. We also stand upon that particular premise, right? Right, and our focus primarily, at least my focus on my portion of that ministry is to stay laser beam focused on practical application of God's word in our lives. A lot of people, we've seen many times where there's lofty promises, there's lofty, you know, and I'm not saying that God can't do the impossible because He is the God of the impossible. But what it is I tend to focus on the grassroots, the foundations of being able to practically apply the Word of God in everyday situations, because we need Him every day. We need Him when there's when you're a dollar short. We need Him when you're 5 minutes late. We need Him, you know what I mean? We need Him at every step of the way. There's nothing that is too small for God to be involved in your life. And we need to take advantage of all of the grace that He's given to us in order to be able to make it through that. So we sort of steer away from traditions of men inside and outside the church that are not helpful and more of a burden than a help. We are focused 100% on the Word and what it says and how it feeds us every day. And our focus, like I said, on the relationship portion of working with God as co-creators helps us to make plain the will of God by having a full understanding. Once we have these keys in place, we are able to walk upright. We're able to walk in the wisdom and the knowledge that is placed upon us and placed within us by the Holy Spirit. We're able to operate as Pastor Carver mentioned too earlier. We're able to operate within the gifts of the Holy Spirit and be able to recognize when we are to be used as vessels. We are more at the ready when a call comes, when a request for prayer comes, when we see something troubling someone's spirit, when that spiritual phone call comes up and God places someone on your heart, we are more able and ready to respond because we are in tune with what God's word says about how we're supposed to be. And that's where our focus lies at His Gospel Christian Fellowship, and that's where my corner of the ministry, a small portion of the ministry that I have been given to operate in by God, that's the direction that we head in.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are praising God for that right about now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Kelly has truly been an asset here at Spirit Alive for many, many, many years, and he started out with me, like I said, at No Bounds. Right now, hallelujah, the beautiful song, We Appreciate You, that you heard at the top of the program was being played by this wonderful man of God. He is a renowned professor of the gospel, but more importantly, he is my brother. He is my friend, and I love him dearly. I am talking about none other than Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson, and he is the host on Friday, Appointed Fridays of Professors with Voices. Good evening, Dr. Henderson. We appreciate you. Come into the room and tell our audience something about yourself and about your program.
Well, you know what? I was just so grateful that Evangelist Michelle Scott. I'm in the process of taking care of some important family business, and I was sitting down doing a bunch of work, and she reminded me to log on at 6 o'clock. So I'm glad that she reminded me, because my schedule is so impacted right now. Right about now. But you know what? Yes. What I would just simply say is that, you know what, everyone knows me as a Christian man first, but a person who has dedicated their life to educate young people using African-American gospel music all over the world. And so I'm just grateful for having a host and a community of those who have believed in my mission for close to 40 years. I am so grateful. I've had such a wonderful music ministry career, as not only as a minister of music of the Palmacia Church in Hayward, for God, I've been there 40 years, but also I've ran two wonderful programs, actually three wonderful programs, one at UC Berkeley that was a world-renowned program that was noted by the Smithsonian Institute as being the finest university program in the country. That was called the Young Operation Gospel Choir. I was there from 1985 to 2005. And then I run a program known at Los Granados College. We have a community program where we bring not only local stars, but we bring major stars from all over the world under a community program called the Gospel Celebration. And we just celebrated our 27th year. So, you know, and then I also ran a program at Hope Peralta Community College District where we did a program using African-American gospel music to get communities to come and talk about education for young people through the arts called the Gospel Explosion. So UC Berkeley was a gospel experience. Los Padanos was a gospel celebration. And College of Alameda is the Gospel Explosion. And the Palmacia Church is just serving the Lord.
Yes,
so
amen.
I'm just so grateful to have had an opportunity to have an enriching life in music. I continue to play and continue to be a major spokesperson for children who are disadvantaged and African-American children. And I'm just grateful to God for where I'm at in my life right now. But most grateful I am, well, more grateful than what God has done for me. I'm grateful for you, Bishop Cook, for being such a kind woman and allowing me to just speak on your show. And it's true, you've allowed me to have the opportunity on Fridays to host so many great academics, and we're going to get back to it. You know, I'm doing a major move right now. So
yes.
I'm just right in the middle of packing and doing a bunch of other stuff. But I'm grateful to God for you and your program, and I'm grateful for Reverend Jeffrey Scott and Michelle Scott for all of you being like my extended family and my real family. So I love you more than life itself. And thank you for always allowing the music ministry from some sort that I'm involved in so many different areas to be heard on your show and your program nationally. That will always reign in my heart as a special gift. God bless you. I love you. And thank you once again.
Oh, we love you, Dr. Henderson, so very much. So very much. You have done so much to bring gospel music to the entire world. And we truly appreciate you. Now, speaking of Reverend Jeffrey Scott, who is on the pastoral staff of the Good Shepherd Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, under the leadership of Pastor Dwayne Eason. And he's a mighty man of God. He's my brother. I love him so much. So he is also one of the anointed hosts of Every Man Standing in His Place on Friday evenings. And I just want him now to come forth and tell our listeners around the world something about himself and what he wants to do through his ministry.
Amen, Bishop Cook. I can't start saying anything without first thanking God and also thanking you for allowing him to use you in the way that he does in just directing and bringing us all together in the way that he sees fit. And so I just want to first thank you. I want to
God
thank
bless.
God and thank you. And something about every man standing in his place. It reminds me of Philip in the 8th chapter of Acts, and that was God told him to go to a desert place. Go to a desert place. And the thing is, every man standing in his place, we try to go to a desert place. And we try to give what God has for us, not the things that we want to say to everyone, but what God has called us and what God wants us to say to everyone. So sometimes we have questions, and there are people that have questions about the gospel. They have questions about God's word. They have questions about life and what they should do in certain circumstances. And, being prayerful and being a student of the word of God, we want to give the biblical perspective of life situations. And so we want to just try to lead people to the way that God would have them to go in the same way that he's done in our lives. And so when God told Philip to go to a desert place and meet the eunuch, the eunuch really didn't understand what he was reading. And there are so many people that don't understand God's word, and they don't understand how to process things that are happening in life today, even with the pandemic, the wars, and all of these kind of things that are going on. We just want to try to navigate through life situations, but navigate through them with God's word, and just to allow God to shine a light on our path so we can see which way that we're supposed to go. And so we want to just shine a light on that and just get people to understand who God is, even in this situation, the way that it is now. When it seems like there's no hope, God is always the way. And when it seems like you are at a point of indecision, we don't know what to do, God's word has the answer to our question. And so if we don't understand something, as the eunuch did in the 8th chapter of Acts, if we don't understand something, then or someone else doesn't understand something, then our job is to direct to God's word. Even in times when we are going through situations, we have to go into God's word and see what God has in store for us. So it's meeting people where they're at, going to a desert place, standing there. We may not be familiar with the area, but as long as we are familiar with God's word, he is the one who orchestrates everything, and he can navigate us through whatever problems, situations, troubles, heartaches, headaches, whatever it is. But just to allow people to know that God is the way. You know, he's the way, the truth, and the life. That's what the word of God says. So in all of our struggles or whatever it is, we just want to be able to direct those that are in that desert place, those that are in that area and don't know what to do. We want to direct them to the word of God and to show them that there is a way. And it's not our way, but it's God's way. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're just so grateful to God for what he is doing. Hallelujah, through these mighty men of God. And now, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to keep it moving because we want to have plenty of time to love on our brothers and tell them why they're such a blessing in our lives. Hallelujah. So right now, I'm going to bring to you, hallelujah, a true man of God, someone that I have known, that I actually grew up with as a little girl. And I was blessed to reconnect with him and his beautiful wife, Pastor Dorsell. So I'm talking about none other than Pastor Eric Ware, who is the founder of Pinnacle of Faith Life-Changing Ministries. And he is the anointed host of Standing in Valor on appointed Friday nights. So at this time, my brothers and sisters, let me present to some and introduce to others the mighty man of God, that who is standing in valor, Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for this opportunity. First of all, I give you honor to God who's here in my life. And thank Apostle for giving me this opportunity to be on her radio station. And all to all of the men of God, I just wanted to encourage you on tonight. This station is more for those who need encouragement. Those who have been cast down, those who have been counted out, those who feel like, you know, giving up. It's more of a station of encouragement and encouraging the men of God also that's been in the fight and been in the struggle of ministry. I just wanted to encourage y'all on tonight to let you know that God is saying get ready for the overflow. And this is the season of your overflow. And Simon had been out fishing all night long, and he said, Master, I've taught all night long, but I haven't caught anything. But the master told him, cast your nets back out into the water and get ready for an overflow. And God is saying tonight to the ministers on this radio station that are listening right now, you've been in the ministry for a long time. Sometimes it feels like you've been laboring and you've been leaning and depending on God, and look like the overflow hasn't showed up. God said, this is the season that you're in of the overflow, and get ready for your overflow. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't turn throw in the towel. Don't turn your back, because sometimes I know in the ministry we get tired. We get frustrated. We get agitated. We feel like that our labor is in vain. And God is saying, your labor is not in vain. He said, keep on doing what you're doing. He said, because you're getting ready for your season of the overflow. Now, Simon, listen, he said, oh, nevertheless, he obeyed. He cast his net back out into the water. And when he cast it back out into the water that time, by faith, God supernaturally caused the overflow to come. And God is saying, God is saying to the ministers on the line tonight, the brothers and the ministers of God who's been in the struggle, to cast your nets back out into the water once again and get ready for the overflow. So this ministry that the apostle has blessed me to be a part of is more of a ministry of encouragement. And I also work at a prison. I've been down there 20 years, and I talk to guys down there that's been locked up for a long time. God has led me in that ministry to help those who are discouraged and their families have given up on them, and they feel like there's no way out. This is a ministry of encouragement, and that's what this. And I thank God for giving me this opportunity to own tonight to encourage somebody. And I thank God for the opportunity for me working in the prison to encourage those in the prison houses. So it's more of an encouragement ministry and lifting up those who feel like they're lost, those who feel like there's no hope. This is what this ministry is more about. And I thank God for the opportunity that the apostle gave me on tonight. I thank God for the opportunity that the apostle has given me to be on this station. And God bless y'all.
God bless you. Oh, God bless
amen,
you.
Amen.
Pastor Eric. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God. Now, I'm going to introduce to you one who is new to the network, but he has a wealth of life lessons. He has a cornucopia of nuggets of wisdom, and I'm talking about none other than my dear brother, Rick Altman. Now, the brother Rick has been very active in, he's a father, he's in the community, he's worked in politics. So right now, and he is what we call our commentator of common sense. Okay, now you're not going to hear Brother Rick thumping on that Bible all day long, because he don't be thumping on the Bible all day long, but what you are going to hear is from Brother Rick, it's for those of you that don't know, he will tell you, if you don't want to, but he's going to say, well, if you don't want to live by the word of God, let me give you some very commonsensical reasons why that does not make sense. So right now I want to ask our dear brother, Brother Rick Altman, to come forth and just share with our listeners anything you want to share about you and what you plan to do with your program.
Well, Bishop Charlene, sister, what an honor to be included with all these very accomplished people, and intimidating me as well. And I, on a personal note, I miss you greatly. So please come back to California whenever you can. You know what I focus on is, I think, the best moral code for behavior in history. And nothing in history has given us a path to make the world better than the Ten Commandments, which are found in the Bible. Western civilization, not perfect by a long shot, but Western civilization with the Ten Commandments has done more for human rights, fed more people, found cures for diseases than any other. And the Ten Commandments showed the way. I've often compared the Ten Commandments to traffic laws, especially when I'm speaking to younger people, and I ask them to imagine what chaos there would be on our roads and highways if we didn't have traffic laws and we didn't have people following the laws. You know, we're out there rolling around in 2-ton rocks at a mile a minute, and if people didn't follow the rules of the road, it would be mayhem. And we do see sometimes on the road where people haven't followed the law and have gotten into trouble doing that. And so, you know, the traffic laws are the rules of the road. The Ten Commandments are the rules of the road of life, is the way I look at it. And I want to go back, and I want to quote the great late Zig Ziglar, the great sales manager, teacher, who talked about when he tried to get a friend to come to church with him one time, and his friend says, I don't want to go down to that church. There ain't nothing there but a bunch of hypocrites. And Zig tells him, that's okay, friend. We got room for one more. But I know that's not the reason that you don't want to go, because I know you realize that God didn't call them the Ten Suggestions.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
And I'll close with that. But I want to thank you so much for including me with this very honored group of people and working together.
Brother Rick, don't be intimidated. We've heard a lot about you.
Yes.
I just want to say that. We've heard a lot about
you, thank
too.
You. Well, thank you. But I think working together, we can make the world a better place, at least if only for the individual, because that's where it begins. And if you can make the world a better place for you in your behavior, then your environment will also feel that impact. So I thank you again for including me, sister.
Amen. Oh, you're welcome, my dear brother. I love you very much.
Do we have you, sister? Hello?
It sounds like Apostle Cook got disconnected.
Yeah, she may have.
I'm here. Just a minute. Hallelujah. I praise God. I praise God. Excuse me. But I was doing a praise lap around the room. But I'm back now. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. I was up. Look, let me just go on and tell on myself. I was up having a praise lap around. Well, I was really having a praise lap around the apartment. But my apartment was so small. I just accidentally said room. But anyway, praise Jesus. Now we are going to bring on, last but never least, when I first met this young man, when Bishop Lester said, Apostle, I want you to listen to this young man. I want you to talk to this young man. I've got this young man. And I was like, young man, cool. You know, we need somebody to talk to our younger people. And boy, how blessed we have been. So right now, this young man is indeed a preacher's kid, in the best of ways. He comes from Triumphant Faith Apostolic Assembly, and he is the host of the summit. Please, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others Minister Adam Tuggle. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God for being here. First, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who is the head of my future, who is the head of my past. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor William A. Tuggle III, my First Lady Cosette Trotman Tuggle. And I also want to give honor to the honorees on tonight, every man of God on tonight. And I do not want to leave out Bishop Cook. Thank you for doing this tonight.
God bless
you. In Jesus' name. Well, I've been hearing a lot about life today. I've been hearing a lot about life, so that's what I'm going to go on. The summit came from a time in my life when I didn't know what the Lord wanted me to do with that time in my life. And the Lord, actually, I was in a church service, and this brother was preaching, and I still remember the minister's name, Minister Doug Smith. He said, he pointed at me, and it's perfect. He didn't know my name or anything. He said, brother, you're going to be ministering around the world. And I looked at him. I looked back. I was thinking, oh, okay, well, how am I supposed to do that? Because at that time, I didn't like flying on planes or anything like that. And Minister Doug Smith said, you're going to be ministering around the world. And I, you know, okay. And what happened was a couple months later, in 2015, I was blessed with my first radio show around the world. And I praise God that not only, you know, I met Pastor Lester Carver, and I have been blessed to be able to be here at the Spirit Alive Network now. And I praise God for each and every man and woman of God that brings forth the Word of God. Yes, I am a preacher's kid. I've grown up in church my whole life, but the summit is here to bring forth life. We teach the Word of God in life situations. I had a friend back in high school would come to me and ask me questions about the Word of God and how could he live his life using the Bible for now. He knew about Moses. He knew about people like Aaron and Moses and you know, Job. But he wanted to learn how to live now, and that's where the summit stemmed from. The Lord gave me the idea to do it, and I went on and did it. And I thank God. The reason why I brought the summit over to the Spirit Alive Network is because I wanted to be more of a blessing to other people, and the Lord has blessed me to be able to be a blessing to other folks. God's glory in Jesus' name. And I also, I was listening to all the other ones on the panel tonight. I do not have the accolades that they all have, but I am a mentor. I am a teacher at a school now, and I'm doing what I love to do, and I love to mentor children of younger children and older children and high school kids, and that's what I love to do, so I'm doing that now. I thank God for each and every one of you, and God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now comes my favorite part of the program, where we get to love on our brothers, where we get to just tell our brothers how much we love them, how they bless us. I have been waiting on this all evening. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go through the house, and if you want to just bless the men of God, tell them how they blessed you. If you push 1 on your keypad, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are a member of Spirit Alive or Mother Mattie, I will just go through the house as usual. Hallelujah. But I will, at this time, if you're in our chat rooms and you want to say something to the mighty men of God, how they have blessed you, hallelujah, then we will gladly hear your comments. We're going to start with Pastor Vanessa Carver. Come on in the house, beloved, and just bless us. Yes, love on the brothers, girl. Make it do what it do.
I think it's really important as those in the body of Christ for us to give honor what honor is due. But when it comes to men, strong black men, or strong men, period, of God, period, it is so important for us to acknowledge them and learn from them as they are being poured into by God.
Yes.
And understanding order. And how, especially in this society and in this world, there are a lot of women or people that don't honor men for all
right.
kinds of different reasons. And so as I, you know, me and my husband have been together since we were in college, and we've gone through some things we've shared on Spirit Alive. But I will have to say that I think ever since, probably 2 or 3 years ago, I have never seen so much growth, so much maturation, and so much boldness in men of God just rising up. And I can speak personally how I have shared with my husband many times that I really appreciate him standing up and being who God has told him to be. You don't realize how important that is.
Yes.
I'm a lot like Minnesota. I was raised in church on a lot of high school. And I think that, you know, you're seeing so many women. But you don't always see a lot of men. You don't see a lot of families. You know, you get used to seeing that, and I think there's something wrong with that. And always has. And so I thank God for the men on this network and just in my own home who are taking that step of faith and being who God has called them to be unapologetically. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Mother Mitchell?
Praise God. I would just like to say I honor all the men who have spoke tonight. I honor them, I love them, and I praise God for them. As I was growing up in the church from a real early age, I didn't see this many men in the whole church the whole time I was there. You might see one or two on any given Sunday, and then you wouldn't see them again. And I would like to just take, and on a personal note, if he's still on, say hello to my son, Sylvester Carl Henderson. I love you.
Yes.
Don't hear nothing from you anymore, but I still love you.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You sure it's so awesome. And my new friend, Minister Bishop Carver, and his lovely wife, Vanessa, I just love them. Oh, my goodness. They are so awesome. And,
amen.
Kelly and his wife, I met them at my daughter's orientation when I gave the welcome speech at that, and I got to meet them for the first time.
Amen.
And it's just so wonderful to hear and give praises to God for you, and you're still in the vineyard working and giving praise to God for your life and doing what you he wants you to do. And I just thank God for all of you. And I'm not leaving anybody out, but I don't want to get too long-winded here. And
amen.
I just thank God for all of you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Mattie.
Yes, ma'am. God bless all the men of God. I also honor the men of God tonight and honor the men of God all over the world and some that have passed on and gone home to glory as well.
Yeah. Yes.
When the Lord orders your steps, that's is nothing no greater than that. When the Lord orders
Amen.
Your steps, and I respect
Amen.
Any man of God that's faithful to the Lord and committed to the Lord. That's a wonderful thing. Like it was just said a few minutes ago, men did not go to church. You didn't see too
yes.
many men in church. There have always been, as a rule, more women in church than
yes.
men. And I have to say, even the women followed Jesus in his ministry. They followed him in his ministry, followed him to the cross, the women did, and followed him to his burial, even to his tomb, to put ointment on his body. The women did. But to see the men of God that love the Lord and standing firm in God's word, preaching the word, that's a wonderful thing, and I honor the men of God, not only tonight, but every day, because
yes.
they listens to God's voice. The Lord guides them and talks to them and orders their steps. And I just have to say, God bless you all you gentlemen. God bless you. May the Lord continue to shine upon you with his love, loving kindness, his grace is sufficient, his mercy upon you, favor upon you, blessing you and your family. And may the Lord continue to instill wisdom, knowledge, understanding, love, and discernment as well. Thank you, gentlemen,
Amen.
For all that you do. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mother Mattie. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Mother Mattie. That was beautiful. Thank you. Evangelist Michelle, my dear sister, would you like a word, my baby?
Yes. Thank you, Bishop. I would just like to say that on today we all stand united as we lift up all of the men of around the world and the mighty men of this network. We stand together just lifting up your arms. We ask that
yes.
God Almighty will just continue to keep you all the way you are. You guys are devoted to your wives, your children, your parents,
yes.
your siblings, your friends, your churches that you serve. And we thank you for helping out all the time here on the Spirit Alive Network. I know that Bishop Smith is very appreciative of each and every last one
yes.
of us. We thank you for working out and helping out in the neighboring churches that you work out of. And we
yes.
thank you for all the programs that you bring forth. We ask now that in God's precious name, that he will continue to cover each and every last one of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet with his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. We're thanking God for continuing to letting his blood pour over all of you as well. I just thank God for my husband, Reverend Jeffrey Scott, and our union of 35 years. I thank him for being a wonderful husband, a wonderful father, and a best friend, someone that I can talk to. I thank God for letting me see new levels of the depth of him, because with each growing day, there's something new that I learn about my husband and his love for God and his love for people in general. I thank God for the day that Bishop Cook presented him with a spot on Every Man Standing in His Place. I thank him for teaching God's people. I thank him for just being who he is. I thank all of you men for just standing in your rightful places, in your homes, on your jobs. I thank you for standing in your rightful places, mainly in the churches and in your neighborhoods. I just ask that God will continue to pour into each one of you, that each one of you will continue to pour into younger men coming up so that they can one day stand before you and you could be honoring them. So I just thank you again, and I thank you for allowing me to speak, Bishop Cruz. God bless you all.
Amen. That was so, everything is being so beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Wonderful.
Beautifully said. All right.
Wonderful.
Now we're going to go to Pastor Dorsell Ware. Hallelujah. Is Pastor Ware still in the house with us? Okay, that's all right. Well, we'll have Apostle Zick. Oh, okay.
Here you go.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay, thank you. Pastor Ware, come on in the room, hon.
You're not the guy who saved my life. To say that many are called the true chosen, it's a blessing that these men on the line are chosen of God.
Yeah.
I really enjoy each and every one of them, and you can tell that they are chosen men. They have direction, and they have a call. And I thank God for one of them. Just my husband, Pastor Eric Ware, thank God for being a man of the cross, you know, upstanding and righteous man.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta Flowers, come on in the room now.
Amen. Amen. I'm here. I just want to say that everything that has been spoken was yay and amen. It was good. I give honor to the man, of course, the head of my life, God. I give honor to God and to these men that he's using. And one of the things that really stood out with this tonight with me was that each one, I can tell that they are hearing God.
Yes.
I could tell that they are obedient to the Lord. And obedience is the key, because when we obey God, things are going to happen for the good. Not only those that we are sent to, but also for ourselves and our own families and our churches and our ministries. So it just really, I was really touched by each one that spoke tonight. It was very encouraging in every way. And I also want to say that I can tell that, you know, that their steps are truly ordered by the Lord, these men that we heard on tonight. And and I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe it was Pastor Ware. He truly had a word for us tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
All of us that were listening, it really touched me because just before I got on the broadcast, an overflow came into my home. And
hallelujah.
Not just for me and mine, but it is for to bless so many others. And I'm just so thankful. But so it was very touching to me. And I believe that not just for me, that whoever really heard that word tonight, that was a word. That was a word for all of us. Because that is what God has promised us, his abundance, his overflow. You know, and when we can receive the overflow, then to me, others are automatically blessed. You know, those that we minister to, those that we're around, those that we share with on a regular basis, they are blessed also. And that's what it's all about, that we, that the Lord allow us to be a blessing, that to bless us. In other words, that he would allow us to be blessed so that we can be a blessing. So I thank God tonight for each one. Everybody had a word. It was all good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. All right. My turn. Hallelujah. First and foremost, Dr. Sylvester Henderson, I love you. I appreciate you and I respect you because over 30-something years ago, I stepped into a choir box at Palmacia, and what amazed me about you, first and foremost, was your diplomacy, trying to get voices, people, you know, that were used to yelling to actually sing. You taught us different kinds of music. You let us know that there were there was a world of music out there, and there was a world of gospel music out there. You taught me, hallelujah, how to lead by example. And you also, because of you, Dr. Henderson, I can stand before any choir and direct. I can sing alto for anybody and do it well. And it's all because you saw something in me at times that I didn't even see in myself. So
thank
for
you,
that, Dr. Sylvester Henderson, I want to thank you. To
thank
my
you.
Little brother, Reverend Kelly Mark Jones, what can I say about this young man right here? If I ever had a baby brother, he's it. Okay. I adore you. I love
thank
the
you.
Way that you love and respect your wife, that you try you
thank
lead
you.
Your children, and how you conduct yourself, especially in the marketplace. From you, I learned to dream and to step out of my comfort zone and do things that I don't ordinarily do. And
thank
for that,
you.
My dear brother, I love you and I appreciate you. Pastor Jeffrey Scott, my Lord and my God, to see you with your family personifies what Bishop Lester Carver said over 11 years ago about the acronym for a man. He is meaningful, he is active, and he is necessary. My brother, you are all that and so much more. You are necessary to your family, your church, your community, and this network. You come with a word in humility like none other. And for that, my dear brother, I love you, I respect you, and I appreciate you. To you, Bishop Lester Carver, way back when, nobody knew what podcasts were. You caught my vision, and you have been faithful. And I love watching how you interact with your wife and your children. I love how you bring the word of God from the word of God. And we go deeper. We dig deeper. We learn more. And we can learn it for ourselves because you take us straight to the word. You have enriched this network. You are one of the reasons that this network has carried its longevity. I thank you that although you are an architect, you are a builder of buildings, you are also the builder. You help construct. You help construct the lives of Christians because you lead by example. You do it with a dedication like no other. And for that, my dear brother, I love you, I respect you, and I appreciate you. Pastor Eric Ware, when we were all kids at school, I knew you. Hallelujah. And your wife, too. Hallelujah. But man of God, when you speak, people listen. There is an anointing on you, my brother, that when it comes through loud and clear. And I just love the way you allow God to work through you unapologetically, as Pastor Vanessa said. You just let him use you. And I know that this brother right here has not always been met, hallelujah, with love and kindness. He has not always been met with grace and mercy, but yet he perseveres. And he continues in a place where most people, you know, when you work in prisons, a lot of people won't even go out there because they said they're where they need to be. But yet day after day, you continue to go and you share a word and you share hope with those that need it the most. And for that, my dear brother, I love you, I respect you, and I appreciate you. Minister Adam Tuggle, young man, you are the type of young minister that gives all pastors a lot of hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a breath of fresh air. Hallelujah. You come with the word so boldly. You remind me of Timothy. You remind me of Paul. Oh, hallelujah. Because when you speak, you're going to get convicted. And I'm so glad that you're sitting on the network so that you might not, you know, you can reach the young and the old. But young brother, you are doing it and you are doing it well for the Lord. I thank you that you are standing as the head of your family, your young family, taking care of your sons. We don't have enough young men doing that in the world today. So young brother, that is why I love you. I respect you, and I appreciate you. And commentator Rick Altman, let me tell you something. I adore you. I love you because you are a wealth of knowledge. And although you are highly educated, highly articulate, you are still able to speak it with a humility in a way that all will understand what you are trying to get across. And that takes humility. It takes wanting to reach across the table and to get an understanding. And I praise God that you make people think. Think more about more than just themselves, about more than just what they can get, about what they're doing.
Amen.
You are asking us to broaden our minds and be more inclusive and less exclusive. And for that, my dear, wonderful brother, you are also, you are a protector in every sense of the word. When I was in California, Brother Rick made sure if I needed to do anything, go anywhere, he was right there. If something broke while my aunts were out of town, he came and fixed it. He is just, you're just a wonderful, wonderful man, and I just love you with all my heart. And for that, my dear brother, I love you, I respect you, and I appreciate you. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we just come now praising you for the lives of all these wonderful men. We thank you, Father God, that they follow after your ways and they have hearts after your own. We thank you, Father God, that they are living examples of your love and who you are. And Lord God, tonight we come together to praise you and honor you as we honor them. Lord, continue to use them mightily for your purpose and glory. Lord God, we just want to thank you for their mindset and their heart set. We ask that you bless the works of their hands. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless their household. Bless their children to all generations, Lord. Bless whatever they do, Lord. Go before them, Lord. Bless their businesses. Bless the every endeavor, Lord God. Make their names even greater amongst your people, oh God, because they are all shining lights of who you are. They are all shining in a way, Lord God, so that you will be glorified. And Lord, we lift our brothers up. We thank you for our brothers. We thank you that they have the wherewithal and the desire, Lord God, to just serve you by sharing your holy word, by sharing common knowledge, by sharing, Lord, and edifying the body. You are concerned about the whole man, God. And each one of these brothers, hallelujah, make up that whole man. They bring something to the table, oh God.
Yes, they do.
And Lord, they're not just about themselves. They're about bringing up your other young men, especially men of color. We praise you, God, because every last one of these men are trying to empower all men, not just a few. And Lord, we thank you that these men cover us. They stand with us as women. They cover us and they pray for us and they pray with us, oh God. We want to thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just ask that you just continue to bless this network. Bless these mighty men of God as only you can. Bless their beautiful wives by their side, oh God. Hallelujah. Increase their territory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are speaking, we just pray that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the overflow for these mighty men of God will come quickly. It is in your righteous and holy name we do pray it all. Amen, and to God be the glory. My brothers and sisters, you have joined us for the praise party as we honor the men of Spirit Alive on tonight. Now, we just pray that you got to know them a little bit better and that you will tune in and listen to their programs. Again, once again, you can listen to Bishop Lester Carver every second and fourth Monday for God's great love for his people. And then every Tuesday, you can hear him at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Tuesday night teachings. Then on designated Fridays, you can hear any of our wonderful brothers speaking tonight. You will hear for every man standing in his place. We have Reverend Kelly Mark Jones. We have Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Hallelujah. We praise God for these mighty men of God. We have the Common Sense Files on appointed Fridays with commentator Rick Altman. And, of course, we have Pastor Eric Ware coming to us on appointed Fridays, hallelujah, with his program Standing in a Valor. And we are not forgetting our young one with an old soul. Minister Adam Tuggle is on Saturday morning at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time with the summit. So we just pray that you just continue to listen to these mighty men of God, because when the men of God speak, I believe that the people of God are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just praise God for everyone that was listening here tonight, all of the Spirit of Life family that just came out to love on our brothers, and for each and every one of you that were listening. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. Hallelujah. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Bless you.
Blessings, everybody.
God bless you. Love you, too.
God bless you.